And now it's time to play Good Thing, Bad Thing. Because every story has a flip side. Last month, the Department of Transportation released new figures showing that nearly all Americans, 97% of us, could be exposed to a background hum of airplane and highway noise. That's actually right outside my office. That sound is coming from, clocking in at about 35 to 50 decibels. And that's about the loudness of a humming refrigerator. And while that may not seem loud, even that soft hum can be enough to disturb your sleep, according to the World Health Organization. Among other health effects, we'll talk about in a moment. But yes, there is a silver lining, too. Here to tell us the good and the bad is Susie Nielsen. She's a journalist who writes about science and society, and her article's on noise, called Noise is a Drug and New York is Full of Addicts. It appears on the latest issue of Nautilus magazine. Welcome to Science Friday, Susie.
Hello, Ira. Great to be here.
Let's go in reverse. We usually do the good. Let's do the bad first. Let's start with the bad. Living around a lot of noise sounds like a bad thing.
Yeah, and you know, it's true that for the most part, living around a lot of noise can be really detrimental. So for one, I mean, obviously there's hearing loss, which can occur at regular exposure to really high levels of noise. So if you work around subways or around airplanes, but even, you know, if you're living in New York and regularly exposed to traffic, which can get really high, like 85 decibels. And then there are the secondary exposure effects to noise levels, which, so noise is a stressor on the body. So it can produce cortisol, which is the stress hormone, and prolonged cortisol flooding can lead to a lot of negative health effects, including, I mean, if you're a finance bro, then you'll have these effects too.
Cortisol is not a good thing to have flowing through your
veins. Yeah, exactly. And if you're in New York, a place like New York or any place with a lot of noise, those effects compound. And some of the effects that people have documented, particularly with high noise levels, include there are increased rates of heart attacks for people. You can also experience depression and respiratory illnesses. So it's really overall not a great thing to be living around a lot of noise.
All right. Now I understand, though, there is a good thing. What's the good part about the noise?
Yeah. So this is actually really interesting for me to research. So when I moved to New York, I was so struck by the high levels of noise. And I lived in the East Village, and construction would start at 6 a.m. and continue into the evening. And at midnight, there were all these garbage trucks. And I thought, how am I going to live with all these noises all the time? But as I got habituated to the noise, I found myself kind of missing it when I left. And I found that I was kind of looking at all of these other people that moved to New York and realizing that there's this common thread of the way people talk about New York noise. That's the sort of love-hate relationship. Yeah. So Joan Didion, the writer, in her essay, Goodbye to All That, writes about all the different kinds of noise she's exposed to on a daily basis, the visual noise, the sensory noise, the smell, the smells, and how it sort of contributes to her creativity. And so I started wondering, is there a relationship between the way that we think and the noise that we're exposed to? And I found this study by Dr. Ravi Mehta, who's a neuroscientist, who found out that there's actually this kind of Goldilocks relationship between noise and human creativity. So at a certain level of noise, people are actually more creative and they think more freely because the noise allows them a little bit of distance between the workings of their mind and the sort of external world.
Yeah, it's sort of a little stimulant. But I guess if you go too far, it's going to get in the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Of your creativity.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because people's levels are different. So I have ADD, and so for me, a higher level of noise is actually good because my internal level of noise is a little lower because I have a little less dopamine flooding through my neurotransmitters. So I do best at a level of, like, 80, which is why I think I'm good in New York.
Okay. So everybody who has ADD, come on down to New York.
Yeah, come to New York. That's why there are so many of us here.
He'll flourish like Susie Nielsen, a journalist, did, based in the Pacific Northwest. She writes about this in a magazine, Nautilus.